In the world of curling, it doesn't get much better than this. It all came down to the last rock on Sunday at the Canadian Women's Championships in Newfoundland. Bear with us here. The Manitoba team was trailing Ontario. The winner would go to the World Championships. Manitoba needed a Hail Mary shot to knock Ontario's rock, sort of a big hockey puck with a handle, knock it away from the target or button at the other end of the lane of ice. Here's what it sounded like on Canadian television.
A most difficult attempt,
Neil!
Trying to come
oh,
in off a stone on the outside, trying to get the roll to the stone at the button. They're working on it frantically. There's the contact. There's the roll. She made it.
The woman who made that incredible shot is Jennifer Jones, 30 years old, a corporate attorney when she's not making history in curling.
It was just the most amazing moment of my life.
What's it like to listen to this?
It gives me goosebumps and brings tears to my eyes. I've dreamed about doing this since I was a little kid, and to actually have your dreams come true is something that a lot of people don't get to realize, and we did yesterday.
All right, well, let's try to translate this for those of us south of your border.
Okay.
You have a big, heavy rock or stone.
Yes.
And you are on ice.
Yes.
And you are trying to push it down the ice toward a target, in a sense.
Yes.
There are two women going ahead of the rock, sweeping.
Yeah, I slide out and throw it and then kind of stop. And the two women go ahead of me and they sweep it. And what the sweeping does is it will warm the ice and it will hold the line of the rock.
But the problem here is that there are a couple opponents' rocks, I think, in the way?
Yeah, whatever's closest to the middle of the rings counts. So they had one rock closest to the rings and we had three other rocks in there. So essentially I just needed to take that one out. But the only way I could get that one out of the rings was to come off another rock, similar to a pool shot where you just had to touch it to redirect it to take the one off the button.
Uh-huh. You had to sort of bounce off of one opponent's rock,
yes.
Get into the center, knock the other ones out, but stay in the center yourself.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Did I get that?
You did.
Okay.
Yeah, so I mean, and by knocking theirs out, then ours were closest to the middle, and that's how we won.
Did you have a sense as you lined that up that it might actually work?
I knew I was going to make it, and it's easy to say after the fact because we made it, but I knew that we would make that shot, and we did.
This sounds like a lot of pressure. I mean, people are talking about this being the greatest last rock shot in the history of curling. A fellow curler said people will be talking about that shot forever. That's a big deal.
It is a big deal, and it's to win the pinnacle event for women's curling on a shot like that is something that won't be forgotten, and I feel like the luckiest person in the world.
Well, Jennifer Jones, best of luck to you and to your team.
Thanks a lot.
Jennifer Jones, her Manitoba team, is headed to the World Curling Championships in Scotland later this month. You can watch a video of Jones' winning shot at our website, npr.org. It's NPR.